Well, we saw Gilbert today was off to the side, but in the long run, do you see him as a punt return or kick return?
He's a guy that's in the mix. I mean, we're developing a lot of guys, and that's what you're doing at this time of the year. And our goal is obviously to have more than one returner. And he's a guy coming out of college, obviously, was explosive and dynamic. And so we're trying to capitalize on those traits right now, and we'll see what takes place as the year goes on.
Are you going to have a lot more turnover with all the changes that have been made on the roster?
We'll have more turnover. But I think the way the roster's set right now, I think we're working hard to develop a bunch of guys. But I see that the guys that are here right now, we're trying to train them in a lot of different spots so that when things come up during the year, we're ready to go.
Chris, you've been through a couple different head coaches now. Can you tell that things are different? Like, do you sit through meetings or practice and go, this guy does this drastically different, and can you point out maybe something that Pat does?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I can specifically give you one example. But, you know, being with different coaches and different coaching styles, you've seen a lot of different things. And the way things are going right now, I think everyone's doing a great job and led by Coach Pat. If we just kind of keep building day by day, it's going to give ourselves a chance.
Chris, last year you went through all kinds of kick returners and everything else. How do you do that?
Well, I think hopefully, like I say, we're developing a bunch of guys. And I think through the draft, I think Ray did a great job of drafting guys. And how that bumps down to me is still to be played out. But we're trying to get as many guys as we can in the hopper. To give ourselves more options as opposed to just kind of being tied into to one guy. Anytime you can have multiple guys, that'll put stress on other people. Well, obviously, when Travis comes back, I mean, we're excited about him, but Buster Skrien is doing a nice job. I mean, Earl, come from Chicago, I'm very familiar with Earl as a punt returner, has great hands. Took one back for a touchdown, actually, against Baltimore his rookie season. So we're having options, and I think that's a good thing.
Would you guys be real reluctant about using Benjamin as both a kick and punt returner?
I'm sorry, one more time?
Would you be real reluctant about using a little guy?
No, I'm not, because the more times you go back and you really study the kick returns that Travis had, people are just so they're aware of his speed. And as you really studied it, you're always afraid of him taking a clean shot, but he never did. And I think that's because people have to stay a little bit wider because they're afraid he's going to run around. So I'm excited about the progress that Travis is making and then what he can do for us next season in both areas.
When you're making this decision, do you ever – I mean, Justin Gilbert's the first pick in the draft and probably a starting cornerback. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you weigh that against
the
fourth receiver?
Oh, sure. You always weigh those things. And I think just as you look at other teams, like I say, this time of the year, you're just developing guys. Cordell Patterson for the Minnesota Vikings, who led the league, was a number one draft pick. I mean, the Seahawks, I think they mentioned something the other day about Earl Thomas, and he was a number one draft pick. I mean, at this time of year, you're developing guys. But, yes, to answer your question, do you take those things into consideration? You do. But at the same time, you're going to do whatever you can to make sure the Browns win.
Chris, were you happy with the kicking game last year?
I thought we were. I think we definitely need to make improvements. So, no, to be quite honest with you. But I'm excited about the development that we made with the guys and where we're going. So I'm excited about their opportunities this year, and we plan on being better.
Hey, Chris, what's your thought on that?
Well, I think it's different for us being a cold weather team and team that's playing next to a lake, that those kicks aren't automatic. But if they feel that that's going to enhance the game, then so be it. But you know, we'll see how it goes in the preseason. I think the kickers will do a great job of making them. I mean, they're all very skilled, but it really, I think. Yeah, but I think later on in the year when weather changes and those things, I think that's really when the parameter and things will change. And whenever they say that's what we're going to do for a full year, then we'll see how it plays out.
What about the talk of eliminating it?
That would be bad. I just think that would be, you know, I'm not for that. I'm more of a football purist, I guess, so to speak. Grew up a son of a coach, so many times did I go out and fetch the tea, so I would hate to. I want to see the play still survive.